Hey, what not the podcast? Pastor Brian Wolfmuller, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Jesus Deaf Lutheran Church, Austin, Texas, checking in here with a quick note from today's Treasury of Daily Prayer. It's May the 11th. It's also the sixth Sunday of Easter. And the psalm from the Treasury of Daily Prayer is Psalm 135, which has some of the most important verses in the Bible for describing our life of worship and what it means. King David says, in verse 15, "The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they don't speak. They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them become like them. So do all who trust in them. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord, you who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Those who make them become like them, and so do those who trust in them." We become like what we worship. We were created in the beginning in the image of God, but we are constantly being molded or shaped by and through our worship, and especially our faith, what we trust in. King David, and this preaching is reflected in Isaiah, and also in the teaching of Jesus and Peter and Paul, King David here is teaching us that we are truly created in the image of God, but if we begin to worship idols, serve idols, that we begin to change from life into death. It reminds me of the old picture that Tolkien put before us when two of the hobbits, who were they? Merry and Pippin, are going into the forest and they meet Treebeard the Ent, and he's the tree shepherd, and he has to go and find the other Ents, and he says a lot of them have fallen asleep and they've become like trees themselves. This is this picture of slowly devolving, slowly losing your ability to speak and becoming mute, slowly losing your ability to see and becoming blind, slowly losing your ability to hear and becoming deaf, and at last losing your breath and becoming dead. So when we worship the false gods, we begin to lose our sight, to lose our capacity to speak and make sense, to lose our ability to hear, and at last we become lifeless like they are. I see this with the worship of money, which takes the form of worry and makes us flighty, or the worship of self, which curves us in on ourselves, what the old theologians called in se curvatus, curved in on ourselves, this selfishness or self-servingness. When we worship the idols, we're marked by a fear of death that leads to death. Stunning, stunning truth. So this is a call to repentance, to turn from idols to the living God who gives us life. It's a call to faith that we would trust in the Lord who truly does live, in fact, who's risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. And this is also a call to wisdom, that we could see that this truth is not only true for us and our families, but it's true for all those around us. That people begin to look like that which they worship. I've noted often how when husband and wife live together for so long, they start to actually look like each other. Or there's these great pictures of people who look like their dogs. Those are hilarious. But this is a even more profound truth. You begin to look like your God. You begin to look like whatever you worship. And if it's the false God, you begin to look like your idol. To mumble like your idol, to stumble like your idol, and so forth. So as we see people worshiping the false gods around us and falling asleep, we recognize it for what it is, and recognize also that the call to repentance, to trust in Christ, is a wake-up call, a true wake-up call, that we begin to see and hear and speak truly, and to breathe and live. So may God grant this to us, continued repentance and faith, and may He continue to shine the light of His gospel around us, so that more and more would come to rejoice in His truth. God be praised. That's What Not the Podcast.